We are in Simen Kuf Nun, and we are up to Siv Dalet. We'll be doing Dalet and Hay. Habone keneged chalon beis haknesses. If you build across from the a window of a shul, so you're blocking out the light. Now the halakha generally is that when you build adjacent to someone else's building and you're blocking the light from his window, that's a problem. You have to be a minimum of 4 amas away to allow a certain amount of light to come into his window. Not so with a shul. A shul needs even more light, and 4 amas are insufficient. Ein maspik lo barchok es dalar amas levishu tzarech or godel. It is insufficient to leave 4 amas because it needs a lot of light. Now, what is the proper amount? The Mishnah Berurah says 8 amas for sure would be sufficient, and perhaps even a little bit less. Here, the Mishnah Berurah goes into some of the halachas of claims that people can have against the shul or the shul against people. Now, first of all, what is the halacha of the Ezras Nashim? The Mishnah Berurah is mistapik if that needs more light than a regular building, and he brings a prima godim who is mistapik. The Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that you don't need as much light in the Ezras Nashim as in the shul proper, and 4 amas would be sufficient. The Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, the courtyard of the shul, the shul hoiv, they used to call it. So there, people don't do anything private there. In the days of Chazal, a chotzer by the house was where people did a lot of their private work. They would do their cooking there, they would do their washing there. It was a place where you had privacy. The chotzer, the Beis HaKnesses, was not a place of privacy. Therefore, even in a place where it would be usher for someone to open a window into a private chotzer because he's disturbing your privacy, not so when you're dealing with the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses. There, he's not disturbing anyone's privacy because it's not a private kind of place anyway. The shul is not allowed to open windows into a private person's chotzer because that is meant for a shimur tzanua. There he is afforded privacy and the shul is not allowed to disturb that. There's a Sefer Hasidim the Mishnah Berurah brings down with regard to people that have windows on the way to the shul, and what they do is they pour water out their windows. Now, this is not such a common thing with pouring water out windows, but a drain pipe that empties itself on the way to shul. So he says that since people go to shul early in the morning and they may not notice that there's filthy water there, they may be davening on the way, or they may get themselves filthy, or people can even slip. So you have to make sure that the path to shul, especially the shul, because people often get up early in the morning, many before daybreak, to go to shul, the path there should not be made filthy by anyone because you're going to cause damage to people that are walking on their way there. Also, if someone has a washroom that is giving off a smell that is going into the shul, the halacha is that the shul can stop it. They'll have to pay him for relocating, but they could definitely stop him. So any kind of reach that is coming to the shul that would make it impossible to daven, the halacha is the shul would have to remove it. The shul can force the removal of the reach, but they would have to finance that. Sifhei. Ein poschim Pesach beis haknesses, elo kenegen hatzad shemispal limbo. You can only open the door to the shul should be opposite the side that you're davening to. So if you're davening to Mizrach, the door should be in Maariv. So when you walk in keneged the Aron Kodesh, towards the Aron Kodesh. Now, the Bir Halacha says this is not a li'ikuva. What is meant by the Pesach? It is the main door that most people come in through. Whereas if it's a side door, there is no problem. There's very interesting Bir Halacha here, although he seems to have discussed this elsewhere. He brings it up here and he is mistapek. In a shul where the Aron Kodesh is in one side, and really the place they're supposed to face is the other, which way should people face when they're davening? He leaves it here as a tzarech iyun. Now, in the case of a shul that had the door on the wrong side, it wasn't facing the Aron Kodesh, the Magen Avraham says that if the shul ever gets destroyed for one reason or another and they're rebuilding it, they have the right to demand that the Aron Kodesh side is changed. Even though you're going to end up losing some seats by it, or people are going to end up losing their makam kavua by it. Further, says the Rama, v'osim bima be'emtza beis haknesses shi'amar ala akora b'tor v'yishmu kula. You put the bima in the middle of the shul that the balkora stands on, and everyone will hear him. Now, this inyan of the bima be'emtza, the Bir Halacha mentions that there are some places where they started putting the bima up to the front of the shul to make it look more like the forms of other houses of worship of different religions. And he comes out very strongly against it and refers us to the Chasam Sofer, who held that it was actually Yasser. Further, Ukashim Ispalel Hashatz Panav Klapi HaKodesh, the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to be facing the Aron Kodesh. The Seder HaYeshiva Kachi Haskenim Yoshvim Pneihem Klapi HaOm. In the very front rows, we have the older people, and they are facing the congregation. V'sharam kulam yoshim shuvar shuvas pneim klapei hakodesh upnei zkenim, and everybody else sits rows and rows of people facing the front of the shul, which means that they are facing the zkenim. As far as who sits where, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, today that you buy your seat, it depends on which seat you happen to have bought. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's usher to sit with your back to the Aron Kodesh, up until the bima. Also, you shouldn't be standing or sitting with your back to the bima when they are laning. So what happens is that the people that sit in front of the bima are supposed to face the Aron Kodesh only. And at the time that the Torah is being read, they should make sure to turn around so that their backs are not to the Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says that if the bima is in a different reshus, like it's elevated, and perhaps has a fence around it, there the halacha would be that you can stand with your back to the bima. It's not considered your back to the Sefer Torah, since it is considered a different reshus altogether.